Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Right now on the BetMGM Network, I'm Chelsea Messenger, Din Day, and for Jenks. And in mere moments here on the show, we'll take our first look at the NFL slate for the week and see which early bets we're making as we hand out our first impression roses. Later on in this hour, we will get to the NBA slate. I know some of us still feel like we're on wobbly legs and need training wheels betting on the association, but we will give our best looks. Then I found one of my favorite drinks at the supermarket yesterday, which is Canada Dry Fruit Splash Cherry Ginger Ale.
Oh, wow.
And as somebody who does not drink a lot of alcohol, like, I like having something other than water that's also a diet drink. So let me ask you, what is your favorite non-water beverage that is non-alcoholic?
I will assume we're taking coffee out of that as well, because yes, you'd be drinking a lot of coffee. I am like you. I'm a big fan of ginger ale, but I'm like weird. So in the early stages of the pandemic, I was working at Sirius.
Right?
This is way back. This is way back. I was working at Sirius. And at the time, Sirius had this massive fridge of sodas that was free for everyone. Now they make you pay for it. But at the time, it was free for everybody. And because there were very limited amounts of people that were going in, you got like full dibs on the soda, right? Like there was maybe 15 people in total going into the studio, and they had, I've never seen them since, but they had what you had, Canada Dry, but it was green tea ginger ale. And I'm not like the biggest green tea, you know, just by itself kind of a deal, but the cold green tea with the ginger ale was fantastic, and I've never been able to find them since. They took them away after 3 months because I may or may not have allegedly at one time took four away, and the security guard did not like that very much. He's like, hey, we saw you on camera smuggle four. And I was like, hey, I need this. I'm the only one that comes in on a regular basis. So they took them all away, and now they make you pay for them. But I've never seen the green tea ginger ale since then. I need to go on a, I need to do some detective stuff and find them.
It's hiding with Aaron Rodgers' wife. Nobody knows where it is. I've never heard of that. Like, it sounds good because I think what I'm stuck on is that for the longest time, it was very hard to find like any type of sodas that were diet and weren't like Diet Coke or like Diet Dr. Pepper. Like, I don't really like the dark stuff. Do you know what I'm saying? Like, I like Sprite. I like, you know, flavored water. So it's just hard to find drinks that are diet that are also like not that thing. But like, I drank Diet Coke for a long time for the very same reason as you, is that you would go to these college football games. Like, I covered Auburn and Georgia and Alabama, and they would always have Diet Coke. Or at the SEC Championship, they would have Diet Dr. Pepper, because the SEC Championship was always Dr. Pepper products. So, like, I didn't even like it, but I was like, all right, it's free, I'll start drinking it. And then I got hooked on Diet Coke for a while, and that was not healthy. Luckily, we are off that train now.
This is a question that maybe should have been used yesterday for Take Tuesday. Is Dr. Pepper overrated? I feel like it's overrated.
I don't feel strongly about it. Like, I was only drinking it because it's free. But, like, what is the competitor? Like, it does feel like it is a standalone, like, it has a monopoly on that flavor, right? Like, nobody's arguing, like, hey, Dr. Peb and Mr. Perky, or Dr. Pibb and Mr. Dr. Pibb. Pepper. Yeah, Mr. Pibb. He's not a doctor yet.
He's not a doctor. He's working. He's still in school. So I got Dr. Pepper ruined for me because when I was in high school, I went to Sheetz, love Sheetz, but Sheetz had this Dr. Pepper barbecue sauce, and it, for two bites, was good. But I got it on wings, so you get like 8, 10, whatever. I was probably like 12 wings. I was feeling myself. I had 12 wings. It was awful. Like, after the third wing, you're like, this sucks. This is not fun at all. And I literally haven't been able to drink Dr. Pepper since.
That sucks. Like, I just, especially because it's like a sauce. I think I'm that way a little bit with Dr. Pepper because when I was in college, we had five people that lived in our house, and we would split a handle of Captain Morgan, and we would drink it with Diet Dr. Pepper. Mm-hmm. So, like, for a while after college, I could not drink Dr. Pepper without feeling like, hey, where's the alcohol in this? Like, you know when you have a drink like that? Yeah. Where I'm almost like that with, like, cranberry juice, where you're so used to drinking it with vodka. Because, like, how many people are drinking cranberry juice? That you're like, this kind of tastes weird if it doesn't have alcohol in it. You drink cranberry juice?
I do drink cranberry. I don't have them today, but usually when I'm eating during the show at 8:15, I'm eating dried cranberries. I love cranberries. Yeah.
It's not like a... Because I've only heard it's good for, like, UTIs.
I'm clear if that's the case. Like, your boy is healthy down there if that's what it's used for. I use it for its very high levels of vitamin C.
Yeah, we'll go with that. I guess that's the less gross version of, like, you know, it's preventing UTIs. But I had heard that about cranberry juice. All right, so as I'm looking at the NFL slate, Denton, I'm looking at this one game, and we're doing our first impression roses. So, like, what this segment is we look at the NFL slate and which games stand out to us. So let me ask you, in this matchup, in a divisional battle between the Seahawks and the Rams, who is Diet Coke and who is Pepsi in this situation? So the Rams are 3-point favorites, which makes me believe they are Diet Coke in this situation. Mm-hmm. But listen, Diet Pepsi's had quite a run this year. It would be similar to, like, the year where Diet Pepsi had all those, like, Super Bowl halftime shows with, like, Britney Spears and, or commercials, I should say, with Beyonce, with Pink. So it's been a banner season. But at the end of the day, it does feel like Diet Coke, aka the Rams, are still the better squad. So let me ask you, like, this is the first game that caught my attention because I think it's one of the most interesting games of the week. Would you lay the three with the Rams? Or do you like the upstart Seahawks getting three on the road here?
So my first impression of this one is that I think this game needs to color its hair just a little bit. You know, to fully maximize what I like, and I need this to drop a half point. I just need a half point. If that's 3.5,
hair?
I'm all
can
over.
You expand? Yeah,
what's that?
Color its hair. Can you expand a little bit? What does that mean?
It just needs to make one little change, and then I would be head over heels for it. Because I just need that line to drop to 3.5. I need one change in that line, and I'm all over Seattle.
Like dyeing your hair is a big change.
It's probably a big change. That's the man in me. But I try to come up on the spot with a metaphor that a massive swing in this.
I get what you're saying.
But I need Seattle at 3.5 because this doesn't feel like a game where Los Angeles, they're not going to do to Seattle what they just did to San Francisco, right? They beat the doors off of San Francisco. Mm-hmm. I mean, it felt like from the jump it wasn't even close. Seattle's way too good to let that happen. So I need that to get to 3.5 because I would love Seattle at 3.5. I think this is going to come down to the potential of a game-winning field goal or a late go-ahead field goal that ends up, you know, ending the game. I think both teams are really well matched. Stafford's the MVP right now to me. I know there's a lot of love for Drake May, but Stafford has like 25 touchdowns and 2 interceptions. I mean, he's going insane right now. So he's my MVP, but I really like the Seattle team. I've seen them up close and personal. They got a bunch of dudes, and Mike McDonald has that defense playing exceptionally well.
Yeah, this is a top five scoring defense in the NFL, which I think a lot of people look at this team. They're like, oh, it's Sam Darnold. It's a passing attack. It's JSN. But the defense, like you mentioned, has been a huge part of its success as well. And you could say that for the Rams, too. Like, they have so many really young studs on that defensive line, like we saw last year from Jared Verse, that it's an all-around great team as well. I will say, like, home field advantage matters for something, but maybe not that much in L.A.
They don't have a home field. There's going to be a lot of 12th men in there. I mean, there was a lot of, when the Chargers and the Commanders played, there was a lot of Commanders fans out there. That's literally the entire, across the country. You just got to come down a few hours. So I think there's going to be a lot of Seahawks fans there.
Well, here's the good thing, Den. If you're looking for a 3.5, there is one out there. And it does feel like this game in particular is one that you should shop around for, because over at MGM, it's 3. But across the way, it's 2.5 at some places, and it's even 3.5 at some places. So depending on which side you like, make sure you get the best number, because obviously 3 is a very key number when betting on the NFL. So let me ask you, Denton, what was a game that kind of caught your attention the first time you looked at the slate?
So it was one that's also going to be in that window, the Chiefs and the Broncos, but the Chiefs laying 4 on the road in Mile High. We talked about this last week. I don't trust the Broncos right now. They beat up on a lot of really bad teams. They have a nice, impressive win over the Philadelphia Eagles, but they've beat up on a lot of really bad teams. And on the flip side, it feels like Kansas City is turning the corner to be what we all kind of knew they could be, but now they're proving it on a weekly basis. So I really like Kansas City laying 4 here. And I don't know what the rules of the first impressions are, but I did look at some of the numbers that are provided by BetMGM in terms of where the public is right now, and it's still super early, so you're not getting a huge lean from the public, because most casual people are not betting until maybe Friday. Maybe they'll look at it Thursday, but usually Friday or Saturday. But it's 50-50. I kind of was of the assumption that it was going to be massively in the direction of Kansas City, but I do think casuals will look at the record of Denver, see they have a better record than Kansas City. There's already Chiefs fatigue, so on top of that, everyone's going to bet Denver. So if everyone's going to bet Denver and I just feel strongly about Kansas City, I'm in like the perfect spot right now. So I love Kansas City laying 4.
I think the Broncos are one of those teams that I don't trust, but this is also a divisional matchup. And the Broncos still have a very good defense. So I think, like, the first impression that I got in this game, I was like, okay, what's the total in this one? Because it does feel like an under game. The Chiefs feel like one of those teams that kind of, they are very good at ruling the time of possession. It almost feels like what we saw from the Eagles in that game against the Packers in the first half, where they can have those really long, productive drives. And usually that translates to unders, because a lot of time is, you know, wasted off the clock. So 44.5 is the total here. Another key number. I wish it was 45 here. That, or you could kind of ride the trend for the Broncos being really bad in the first half. Like, we have seen the Broncos be decent in the fourth quarter, and that has overcome, like, some of their earlier flaws. But if you like the Chiefs in this spot, maybe lay the 2.5 in the first half. Or if you want to get juicy, it's -160 on the money line. You could play a halftime, full-time result. But I don't know. I feel like the divisional matchups, those are the ones that maybe this is your first impression rose, but I would need to do a little bit more digging before actually placing a bet.
You got to take them out, you know? Got to take them out just to see, how do they treat the waiter? You know, are they nice when they order their drinks? I'm also looking at the Bengals and the Steelers, because I look at Pittsburgh laying 5.5. And, you know, we've talked about Aaron Rodgers, his wife. Is she real? Is she not real? I also need to know, is this offense real for Pittsburgh? You know, 2 weeks ago, they beat the mess out of the Colts in the turnover battle. They won that turnover battle 5-0, but they only won by 7. It feels like they have to play just about flawless football to come away with victories. Now, thankfully, Cincinnati's defense is pretty poor. You'll be able to put up some points even if you're not at a full strength offensively. But I also feel like that Cincinnati might have a little bit of a spark underneath of them with the news that Joe Burrow is going to be coming back sooner rather than later. and realizing, all right, if we could just win one or two games here, once we get Joe back, we're going to be feeling really good about ourselves, and maybe we can find a way not even just to sneak into the postseason, but to win the division. That's going to be their best avenue right now. And because Pittsburgh is, you know, they're a game over 500, the Ravens were without Lamar Jackson for such a long time, you're still in that conversation. I kind of like Cincinnati to at least cover the 5.5, but that might be one where I upset City alert, and I might throw a little bit on the money line at plus 195.
Well, and we've already seen it this year. You know, we've already seen this matchup in the Bengals won in primetime 33-31. So I think that leads me to look at the total in this one. We've been talking about how overs have been the play in the NFL, and some of these totals just can't be high enough. So 49.5 is the posted total. And man, the Bengals defense, they ain't stopping anybody. And the offense is actually scoring points. And you could say the same about the Steelers. Like, I understand their offense did not look good last time around, but against the Bengals last time, it was not Aaron Rodgers' fault that they lost that game. The Steelers still scored 31 points. And these are the totals for the last few Bengals games. 47-42, 39-38, 31-33, 27-18. So 49.5, it's looking pretty low. I need to check the weather, but like, that's my first lean.
I wonder what the weather is, because Aaron Rodgers, it does feel like with Rodgers and Flacco, those are two guys that aren't going to be massively, you know, deterred by the weather because they played in it for such a long time. So yeah, I think you're right. That over at 49.5 might be the right side.
Yeah, I think we see a better effort from Aaron Rodgers. I know everybody's like, he looks every bit of 41 years old. Well, he's had good games this year. So I think it's still in there somewhere, especially when you face a Bengals defense that's been giving up some extremely crooked numbers. All right, coming up next, we switch gears to basketball. What are we betting in the association tonight? It's next on the Daily Tip.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Off and running. Let's go. Time for more of the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, and for Jinx today in this segment, we'll get to some hoops because it is basketball season. And I understand the NBA doesn't have, you know, many games to look at as far as data goes, but we'll do our best to handicap some of these games. All right, Den, so we've all heard the term shooter shoot, but boy, did Cade Cunningham take that to another level on Monday. And you were telling me that you saw this because he was playing against your Wizards, mm-hmm. but Cade Cunningham, my goodness, the guy shot 45 times, and now he broke the record for most missed shots in a single game, a record held by Kobe Bryant, which feels very fitting. But I will say this, his stat line was still really good. So he had, let's see, he was 14 of 45 in a win over your Wizards, but still scored a bunch of points because he also got to the free throw line. So 46 points in 45 minutes. You look at that, you're like, whoa. But shooting 14 of 45, my goodness, does that take some confidence to continue shooting when you miss all of those shots?
Well, to quote the late, great philosopher, well, not late, great, because he could still theoretically be alive, Michael Scott, you miss 100% of the shots you don't take. So you got to at least take the shot. Cade Cunningham was doing what we call, Chelsea, spraying and praying. He was just throwing it up and hoping that it would eventually hit the bottom of the net. And when you consider the free throws that he shot in there as well, he shot the ball 60 times that night, which is an asinine number to shoot. And the Wizards are not good defensively. They went to overtime. They lost that game. The Wizards did because they gave up a five-point lead with 14 seconds left, which feels next to impossible, but they found a way. I just could not believe what I was seeing from Cade Cunningham because in the moment, it didn't feel like, wow, he's missing 31 shots. It just felt like he was constantly, you know, kind of getting to the rim, getting to the free throw line, making the Wizards bend to his will a little bit. But you see those numbers after. It's very reminiscent of a playoff series from a couple of years, not a couple years ago now at this point, almost 10 years ago. I'm old as hell now. When the Jazz played the Thunder, and it was Donovan Mitchell and Russell Westbrook, and they were just having a brick off. I think each guy was missing 20 shots a game on a regular basis. I think the final game of that series, the Jazz beat, they upset the Thunder, I think. Russell Westbrook, I think, went 15 of 43. So he was like really, really close to what Cade Cunningham did. I mean, it was just, it was brick after brick after brick. And he was doing that in a regular season against the Wizards.
Well, to his credit for Cade Cunningham, if you're being like, why was he shooting so much? The Pistons were missing four of their rotational pieces. So, like, it wasn't most of the players that normally play. So, I understand. You try to take a bigger role. And especially, like, Cade Cunningham is the star of that team. So, it's fine. But, like, you probably shouldn't have gone to overtime with the Wizards. The Wizards, they terrible. But let me expand this to, like, a betting conversation. Do you know anybody who bets like this? This feels like the opposite of me, where I want to be efficient, I want to be precise, and I only want to bet on the things that I feel really good about. But, like, some people have this strategy when it comes to betting.
Most people have this strategy when it comes to betting that are not like us, right? Like
strategy.
Yeah, strategy. They're like, if I just hammer away these bets, eventually a couple of them are going to hit. I went to a birthday party of a friend of mine a couple of years ago. It was at, like, this very nice wine bar, right? And all of his friends, who I, like, knew in passing, you know, I met him a couple times, but, like, they're not my friends. They were talking about gambling. And naturally, I'm inclined, you know, I was like, oh, college football. It's college football season. Like, let's talk a little bit of gambling. And they were like, yeah, like, I got this 20-team parlay going on here. And I was like, huh? I was like, what do you mean you got 20-team parlay going on? He's like, yeah, I actually got four of them. Like, you got four 20-team parlays? And then, you know what the kicker was, Chelsea, that just made me want to leave the birthday party immediately? It was a 20-team money line parlay that paid plus 150. And I was like, why would you even bet that? For like that, there's not nearly enough reward for the risk that you're taking there with your money. So, yes, I say all that to say there are a lot of people in the world that just take this crazy approach where eventually something's going to hit, so I'm just going to fire off 1,000 of these things.
Well, here's the thing. Like, here's what, like, grinds my gears when I am betting. And you make a really smart bet, and you're like, wow, my hypothesis was really solid on that. And then, like, you're like, hey, I'm going to throw out another bet because I feel kind of strongly on this one. Because if you lose that second one, you're giving back what you made on that first one. So it's like, okay, two steps forward, two steps back, or hell, even three if you're talking about the juice on some of these bets. So just a reminder, do not be like Cade Cunningham when firing away on bets. Maybe think about it just a touch more. All right, so let's get into the NBA slate today, see if we can pick some winners. And I'll say this, I have not felt super confident betting on the NBA. I do think like one of my beginner strategies is I feel like a wobbly deer walking for the first time. Sometimes you just look at the bad teams, you're like, okay, we will look at the bad teams and we're going to fade said bad teams. Like last night, fading the Grizzlies. Grizzlies are off to a disastrous start.
Terrible.
And tonight, the Celtics are hosting the Grizzlies. Boston laying 6.5. It feels like a short number. I think maybe the Celtics are coming off a back-to-back. But still, Grizzlies have been an absolute free fall, have not covered as an underdog in any of their 8 last matchups. So maybe that's one to circle and say, okay, at some point the Grizzlies are going to cover a number, but probably not tonight against the Celtics. Or you could look at the storyline one, where I was surprised at this number, Denton, where the Mavericks are actually favored against the Suns. So I don't know if you saw this, if you haven't been following the NBA, but Nico Harrison finally was fired as GM of the Mavericks, which it feels like he should have been fired a long time ago for trading away Luka Doncic. Is there anything to that? Like, is there anything that's worth putting into the handicap when it comes to a fired figurehead that so many people hated? Like, it would be one thing if the Mavericks were getting points, but they're favored against the Suns tonight.
I'd be betting the Mavericks no matter what the point spread is tonight. We've heard of the fired coaching bump. I think there is a fired general manager bump, particularly when that general manager, it's November, so quick math here, 9 months ago traded Luka Doncic. And I am not dumb enough, and I know no one on this show is dumb enough to believe that this was all some plan, that they were going to land Cooper Flagg. You landed Cooper Flagg based off of what is supposed to be luck. Maybe Adam Silver, you know, moved the chips a little bit, but you landed Cooper Flagg on what was supposed to be luck, which means you got rid of the guy that traded Luka. That is going to be a party in Dallas tonight. A party. The atmosphere is going to be jumping. There's going to be a lot of Luka Doncic jerseys, honestly, in attendance tonight. This is going to be, I wish this game was on primetime because I love Chelsea sitting and just experiencing great environments through the television screen. It's one of the many reasons I love college football. It's one of the many reasons why in, you know, January and February, when you're like right in the heart of conference play, the college basketball is so exciting. You're going to get that kind of feel tonight, I think, in Dallas. The evil overlord is gone and you get to celebrate and party. I'm laying that 1.5 with Dallas.
Yeah, I think this is one where at least we'll see snippets, probably online on social media, of the crowd doing some type of chant, like ding dong, the witch is dead, something similar to that, where it does feel like they'll get some type of a bump, and they are favored in this game, so maybe that's the way to go. So the team that I've been kind of following, just because they have been an absolute wagon and scoring a ton of points, like I mentioned last night, took the Knicks laying a big number against the Grizzlies, that covered. Boy, has this offense been absolutely cruising. At least 120 points in, or at least 119 points in 5 straight games now. But now they're on a back-to-back, and they're laying 3.5 against Orlando. So here's my question. It's more of a logic question. When you see a trend in any sport, and it's going, and it's going, and it's going, do you ever wonder, like, at some point this trend is going to end? Because the Knicks have been outstanding at home this year. A perfect 7-0 straight up, and this is a tight spread. Orlando, the market has been a little too high on them. They're just 5-6 as favorites, 2-3 away. They haven't even been underdogs at all this season. So it looks to me like New York is the play. Even off a back-to-back, doesn't matter to me if some guys aren't playing, just simply because this is a very deep team. But, like, at some point, these trends have to end, right?
Eventually. I would feel comfortable riding with this one, though. I feel like the trends, if you see a trend in this early portion of the season, I'm way more comfortable than if you see it for like 2 weeks in February, right? Where it's you're kind of at the midway point in the season, everyone's starting to get really tired, and then there's an all-star break in between. I feel like the Knicks are just cruising right now, and everyone's healthy, they're rolling, energy is high in New York because it's the only good team in New York right now. So I kind of like the Knicks laying 3.5, but it also is, I am not falling for the Magic. You know, I know they were highly touted at the beginning of the season because you kind of had to be. Like, you had to put somebody at number 3 in the Eastern Conference, with Cleveland being the definitive 1, the Knicks being the definitive 2, and then you didn't trust the Celtics because they had injuries, and you didn't trust the Bucks because Doc Rivers is the head coach. So you eventually, like, had to put somebody at number 3. But I have never looked at this Magic team and thought, that's a great team this year. So my play on this one would be more so just a fade of the Magic, rather than riding with the Knicks. But I do think your points on the Knicks are correct, because they have been super, super good at home.
Yeah, and the Magic, like I said, even the market's been too high on them, and it's a team from Orlando. It's not like they were a public darling, you know, that people were running to bet on. But if you're looking for, like, off-the-cuff narratives as well in this one, it's Paolo Banchero's birthday. Some people like betting on things like this, and immediately I was reading the article and I, like, rolled my eyes because it said, damn, I'm already gonna be 23. Time is flying by. I was like, oh, brother.
Yeah, me too.
You old bag of bones. But is this something? Do you ever bet on guys simply because it's their birthday? Like, this is a tough matchup, like, against the Knicks. They, you know, play in high-tempo matchups. Like I said, a lot of these are high-scoring. But, like, is it worth playing some type of prop on Banchero tonight simply because it's his birthday?
I'm not like a so I don't follow people's birthdays. I don't have a subscription to Famous Birthdays. I don't stan a lot of these guys to know when they were born. I will bet on guys on, like, Christmas or in baseball when it's, you know, 4th of July. I'll bet on big time games. But on your birthday, I mean, I can understand why people would do that, but I feel like that's out of my wheelhouse a little bit.
Yeah, I don't think I can make a case for it, because at the end of the day, like, you're still trying to win the game. But there is, like, a Twitter account that's dedicated to, like, narratives, and it's just people's birthdays. It's, you know, players' birthdays. It's like, hey, notification, it's this player's birthday tonight. It's like, well, he only plays 7 minutes a game, so I don't know how much his birthday is going to factor into the discussion. All right, so we have time for maybe a couple more of these NBA games. Maybe interesting is the Thunder tonight laying 6.5. Boy, have they been a wagon. Like, I feel like they're one of those teams that no matter what the situation is, no matter if somebody's out, whatever, I'm afraid to fade them. Like, we talk about trends always coming to an end, and eventually, you know, the Thunder aren't going to roll every single night, but they're at home against the Lakers tonight, which the Lakers are 8-3. You know, the Lakers have shown some fight, even in games in which Luka Doncic has not been his most efficient. They've had other guys step up. But Oklahoma City, 11-1 at home this year. Against the spread, not quite as good, 7-5. Lakers have been good against the number as well, but Denton, are you like me? Are you afraid to fade the Thunder?
I'm not fading the Thunder. I know that record against the spread is not great. I'm going to use this number, though, and ask you a different question. So that number, 6.5. Over under 6.5, the amount of games over the course of 82 that the Thunder are going to be underdogs in. How nuts is that? It feels like they are the favorite every single night, and that they will be nearly every single night. That's wild.
I think that's kind of how it was for, like, the Celtics, like, back when they were in their prime, when everybody was healthy. Because, like, it makes sense. You know, they're the reigning champs, and also they're a team that has a ton of depth. Because, like, think about it. The first game of the season, they didn't have Jalen Williams. They still, like, he's still day-to-day. And it's a team that continues to absolutely roll. And it is a young team. So when you have these back-to-back games, it's not really going to phase Oklahoma City as much as it would say, I don't know, like, the Clippers, who average age is, like, 42. So it's just a perfect recipe for a team that covers and just rolls. And some of these numbers look big, but you look at Oklahoma City over this last stretch. They've laid 11.5, 10.5, and 8.5, and they've covered all three of those games.
They're so good. It's like borderline. Because I feel like sometimes we'll see a team win a championship, and then, you know, in the first like 2 months or so, you're like, all right, like they're trying to repeat. They're still good, but they're not quite as good. It feels like the Thunder just hit the ground running. And what is crazy is that only twice has Shai Gilgeous-Alexander played 40 minutes, and it was when games went into double overtime. Every single other game, he's under 40 minutes, which is exactly what they did last year.
Right. They're so deep. Like, it doesn't fall completely on his shoulders, but, like, if in the clutch moments, you know SGA can get the job done and get the win. If he needs to get to the foul line, he's one of the best in the business at doing that and making the free throws. All right, coming up next, it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday. Our favorite complaints come your way next on the Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
All right. Rob, we're rolling. We are caffeinated here on a Wednesday edition of the Daily Tip, presented by Ben and Jr. I'm Chelsea Messenger, Denton Day, in for Jenks today. In a few minutes, we'll whine about it on a Wednesday, which is our weekly segment where we get to complain about anything and everything. And I absolutely love it. So here's a headline I just clicked on. So you know that the Kelce brothers have a podcast and they have like all these different like celebrities on it. I think they do a great job as far as somebody who is in broadcasting. Jason Kelce's obviously a star for a reason. He's on all these platforms. He is authentic. He's, you know, good at articulating points. And it just feels like he's entertaining. But the headline I just clicked on was Jonas Brothers tell Jason Kelsey that bullying brings us together. So, Dan, let me ask you, do you have any siblings? Do you agree with this, that bullying brings siblings together?
Are they talking about bullying each other or like coming together as siblings to talk trash about somebody else?
Oh, dual rules. That's what I thought of. Was it Billy Madison where the whole family just bullies people?
The whole family.
No, I think they're talking about bullying each other.
Oh, no, I don't agree with that. But there's no stronger bonding agent than when me and my brother don't like somebody. Because then, ooh, like, the gloves are off. Like, we're both witty, quick on our feet. It's a verbal jousting match, and the opposing side is never on the winning side.
Here's how I feel about siblings. It's like, I can talk trash about my brother, but as soon as somebody else does it, No, my friend.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Only I can do it. That's how I feel about family. It's like, no matter how bad they are, and it's like, objectively speaking, if they do something stupid, I'm allowed to say that, but you're not.
Right, exactly. And that's been put to the test a little bit because I'm in my brother's fantasy football league, and it's the first fantasy football league that I played since 2019. And let me tell you, Chelsea, I'm getting rocked. Like, just destroy. So that does feel like he's bullying me. I mean, he beat me so bad this weekend. I thought, you know, Travion Henderson's on my team. And I was like, yes, Travion Henderson, this is awesome. I feel pretty good about that. He had a great game. Well, my brother had Jonathan Taylor on his team. So that if that bullying counts, he's bullying me on a pretty regular basis in fantasy.
Yeah, but that's, like, not direct bullying. Like, that's not his fault. Like, Jonathan Taylor just went off this week. So, like, that's not, like, him, you know, taking it personal and doing something to you. But we do have some breaking news that I think that we should mention because this is one of my favorite NFL players in general. So, according to multiple sources, including Adam Schefter and Jordan Schultz, the Giants are naming Jameis Winston for the starting quarterback this Sunday. All the meme makers rejoice. It's going to be an entertaining game. Maybe throws 5 picks. But who cares? I'm excited for this.
You got to eat a W, Chelsea, to celebrate. You got to eat a W for Jameis. I just need him doing media. That's what I need. I'm glad they announced this today so he gets to speak today to the New York media. The one-liners that he's going to drop are just going to be crazy. I can't. Jameis Winston is my favorite player when it comes to talking. I don't get what he says half of the time, but it's a ride that I'm glad to be a part of.
Okay, so when we're talking about handicapping this game, so the Giants are playing the Packers, who we know have had issues getting their offense going. Does Jameis bring a real spark to this Giants team? Because we've seen this before. What was it, that game that he started for the Browns and it was snowing? And it was just like a fever dream where he threw all these touchdowns. You're like, oh my God, Jameis is the best. And then he talks about, like, you know, thanking God and all these great post game quotes. But do you think he makes a real difference in, like, the game plan for the Packers defense? Because I will say this, Packers defense has been incredible.
Yeah, their defense has been really good. I would bet that they're going to pick him off a couple of times, but I also feel like that's because he's going to throw the ball down the field. I don't think he has any fear whatsoever about stretching it, right? And so you get a fired head coaching bump. You get a new quarterback bump. There might be something with the Giants here. Maybe not on the line because the Packers are just a better team than they are, and I do think there's going to need to be some giddy-up in the step of the Packers after scoring literally 7 points on Monday Night Football, but maybe a Giants team total over because I think James is going to put some points up, and it's going to be entertaining as hell.
Well, I was just looking at the spread. The line has not changed yet, and I don't think that it probably will. Packers still laying 7 on the road, total of 43.5. So if you think that people are scoring points at all in this one, I think maybe you look at the over there. But again, this time of year, you also need to check weather because it's always a factor when it comes to these games, especially in the Northeast, but I can't wait for that game. Jameis is the absolute best. So if we can't get Jackson Dart and Cam Scataboo, at least we go to number 3 on the depth chart, and that is Jameis Winston. Talk about an all-time meme team. The Giants are it.
I can't wait to see the pump-up speech, too. Just him. he's gonna be eating W's. Getting him in the circle, surrounded by the guys, I can't wait. It's must-watch television.
Right. Like, who needs a head coach? We have him firing you up. And I think the best part is that it goes across the board even when he's not the starting quarterback. Like, he's firing up the other guys. And when somebody else makes a great play, like, you can tell it is genuine excitement from him. So he's a clubhouse guy through and through, somebody who I wish the Titans had, because at least that would be interesting. Because now we don't have Will Levis. It's just like Cam Ward doing his best, and you just feel bad for him. Like, gone are the days of the meme king Will Levis in Tennessee. It's just sad quotes now. We
a
ass.
Lot of sad quotes. We ass.
Gotta love that. All right, well, speaking of complaining, it's a Wednesday, so that means it's time to whine about it on a Wednesday.
Why talk about it when you can whine about it?
Whine, whine, whine.
Here on Whining Wednesday.
Do you want to hear whining?
On the Daily Tip.
All right. So I feel like normally we would just use this segment to complain about YouTube TV, but we've already complained about that already on the show. But then I feel like a lot of my complaints aren't necessarily relatable for you guys, because mine this week is children's birthday parties and the amount of money that you have to spend to have like 15 kids in any enclosed area in like the winter months. It's exorbitant. Like, I need to build a warehouse and just like put like a playground in it. And I feel like that is a great business venture, because you got to have the birthday party somewhere. But let me ask what you're complaining about, because I feel like your complaints are usually more relatable to our listeners than mine.
I think my thermostat is trying to kill me. So it is cold here in D.C., and we have switched the heat on, right? This is our first winter living at this apartment. We got it in March, married in April, but it was still like, it wasn't cold in March by the time we had it. So we didn't really mess with the heat settings on the thermostat. But during the summer, we had it on, you know, cool, right? And just generally speaking, I like to be more cold when I'm at home, because I can use like blankets or hoodies or things of that nature. And I just don't like generally being super hot. So we switched it on to the heating section, because it's been cold up and down the East Coast for this entire week. It was like, I don't know, like 40 some odd degrees yesterday, maybe 39 degrees yesterday or something like that, which is a little abnormal for this time of the year. We switched it on to heat, but my wife was like, hey, let's switch it on to heat, but we can still set the heat at like, you know, 72 or 73. And I'm like, oh, that's a great idea. That's like a livable temperature. The dog's not going to get overheated. It's fine. So we do that. And then like 2 hours later, I hear the heat kick on. I'm like, oh, it's normal, whatever. But then I'm like sweating. I'm like, why am I sweating right now? So I go around and look at the thermostat. I had set it at 72 or 73, and it, with a mind of its own, decided, I think 86 is a good idea. So it jumped to 86, and it was now heating the apartment to get to 86. So I was like, well, this is stupid. I'm going to set it back down. Clearly, I did something wrong, right? So I set it back down. Everything was fine. This was probably around like 7:30, 8 o'clock. Everything's fine. I go to bed, generally speaking, around 9:30. I double-checked. Everything was fine. I woke up at like 2:30 to the same thing happening again. I go over, walk out, almost step on my dog. I'm like, buddy, you got to move. I walk over, and at 2:30 is like, I think 86 is a good temperature to have. So I got to get on my dad-ish later today and figure out how to set the thermostat to where it doesn't go into a mind of its own Terminator style and try to kill me while I sleep at night by overheating. So I got some homework to do after the show.
My only hypothesis is that it's on some type of timer, right? Is it like there's some type of timer setting where it's like, okay, in like 3 hours, we're going to bump it up to 86. Like, I don't know, like, who pushed that button, but that's the only thing I can think of.
That I'm going to have to figure that out, because that feels correct. And I'm hoping this is an easy fix, because I'm really not that handy. Like, if this is anything more than just watching a YouTube video, I'm going to be in a little bit of trouble. I don't know how to fix a thermostat. I don't, like, I trained to write. I'm a creative guy, not a handyman guy.
We're all so useless when it comes to that. Like, people in the media where it's like, I talk about sports for a living. Okay, what real world skills can you use in this? It's like, basically nothing. Like, I don't know if you remember playing like Oregon Trail, where it's like you could be certain professions and like they translate to like skills on the Oregon Trail, where you're like a doctor or you're a banker and you have a lot of money, or you're like a trader or something. Like, both me and Jake's profession, like, he threw baseballs for a living.
Yeah.
Do you know how that translates to real life? Nothing. There is no skill in real life that helps at, except for going to the state fair, and he can win me a teddy bear because he's really good at accuracy things. But like,
or he could be a great, like, hunter-gatherer if things go really sideways with technology.
What do you mean? Like shooting things?
Like he'll just be throwing rocks to catch food for the night.
Who needs a bow and arrow? He just simply has a pebble. He's bringing it back.
He has a pebble, and he can throw 89, take it to the dome.
That would be a terrible way to die, right? Like, I feel like that would be inhumane to animals. So, like, I don't think that we're going to explore that avenue. But, yeah, that stinks. Especially, like, 86 on a thermostat. Like, 86 in normal weather, it's okay. It's hot,
right.
But that's summer weather. But indoors, that is hell on earth.
It's hell. So I got to fix that today.
No more beanies around the house for you if it's going to be 86 degrees. But I will say this time of year, it's tough because I like it cold in the bedroom like you. And then parts of our house have really high ceilings. So it's freezing in those areas, but hot in the bedroom. Gotta love it. Gotta love being a homeowner. Hour three is next. We talk about the latest college football playoff rankings after the break on a Daily Tip.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.